BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, innuendo bingo with Fern Cotton. It's a good one. If you want to see the video, it's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel already. We chat to the young actor Will Poulter. He's off of We're the Millers, you know, he plays Jennifer Aniston's son. He's up for a BAFTA on Sunday. We help him write his speech. Greg's in to play Real or No Real, including, does Ben, the boss of Radio 1, have a whistling kettle? We've got the answers.
BBC Radio 1.
So, I had weird, scary, kind of horror nightmares last night because before I went to bed, I watched an episode of Sexy Beasts on BBC Three.
And it gave you nightmares?
Yeah, because have you seen the prosthetics they put on the people? They're really, like, horror movie ones. So if you've not heard about this show, it's a... Well, it's a dating show. So there's one girl in a prosthetic mask, looks like a witch. That was the first episode. Looks like a kind of green-faced kind of Celine Dion. And she goes on dates with three different blokes. Also, all of them wearing prosthetic masks. And, like, they've been in makeup for 3 or 4 hours, and this is proper Hollywood prosthetics. So they don't look anything like what they really look like.
Mm.
And then she has to choose without knowing what they're like at all. So it's just based on personality. But, like, seeing two people in full prosthetics on a date in, like, a coffee shop is really weird.
I saw a different one. I saw the one where the bloke was choosing, I think, you know, between three different girls. I think it was when I tuned in. And he had to go ice skating with one of them.
And there's people just looking
and
going...
Exactly, everyone's just looking going like,
why are those two old people doing that?
It is a cool show, isn't it?
Yeah,
it does work.
Totally different, but will actually give you nightmares. Just looking at their heads is horrible.
Do you think there will be a celebrity sexy beast?
I would like that, yeah. That would be a great idea. I would be up for that.
Would you?
Yeah, just to experience what it's like to have that makeup.
Right.
Oh, but then you have to go on dates with others. No, I don't want that.
Also, I bet that makeup takes hours.
Oh, no, you literally, like, so long. You know, like, when they do films and people fall asleep in it because it takes that long.
Mm.
Oh, and tonight, it's Jemay, episode 2.
Yes.
Cage.
Also on BBC 3. Love. So, on the show today, we have tracked down fake Chris. Do you remember yesterday we spoke to Susie? Now, she met a guy on Friday night who she thought was my friend Chris here. And, well, from saying hi, things escalated fairly quickly. Okay, here's a question I've got for you, okay?
Oh, okay.
Hang on. When you kissed fake Chris, did you at that point know it wasn't the real Chris?
No.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Right, so we've got his number. The man that's been posing as you. We'll find out whether he meant to or not, or whether it was just a big, horrible mistake.
I'm not sure about this at all.
But we've got his number, so we'll talk to him after 2:30. After 3, we're going to speak to our mate Will Poulter. You'll know him from... Well, he plays the son in We're the Millers, that Jennifer Aniston film. Kind of easy-to-watch movie. He's up for a BAFTA Rising Star Award this weekend, and we are going to try and help him with his acceptance speech. He's up for this. He's happy for us to help him.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Jason Derulo and Trumpets on BBC Radio 1.
Very subtle brass there.
I thought so. Once again, Greg James is on saying this is my favourite thing in the whole world. Actually texting me. I don't know where he is. Like, makes him properly laugh, that. Like, belly laugh, doesn't it? Don't know why. It's just some stupid trumpets.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Hello, if you're watching on the Radio 1 website, I'm pleased to announce that Fern Cotton is playing Innuendo Bingo today, and look how pleased she is about it.
Can't wait.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm over the moon to be sat here this weirdly close to Chris.
You seem to have one of his skanky hoodies on as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely, I'll get my own clothes with his gobble over it, thank you.
Do you know what? You should be honoured, because it was the least skanky one that I could find.
It has got sort of unidentified stains.
There are brown
on the
stains.
Wrist.
Yeah, that will happen. Also,
what is that?
This is the height of fashion here.
Because you're doing it today, he was like, I'm going to go fashionable and wear this t-shirt.
I said to him, is this a reserve t-shirt for this? He went, no, I've chosen it for you.
Explain
My
what it
son
is.
Has got a baby grow of that at home.
It's a tuxedo shirt. It's a tuxedo on a t-shirt, basically. Yeah.
Do you remember when you thought they were going to be all the rage so you didn't have to wear a suit?
Yeah.
That didn't work out, did it? Okay.
No, it really didn't. Can't wear that to a wedding. No. Okay, yeah. So Fern's playing bingo and water, please. Let's get on with it.
I haven't done this for ages.
It's been a while. A couple of years, maybe?
Yeah, last time I did it, we weren't this close.
No.
It's getting closer.
We've upped our game.
Yeah.
So, remember, you can watch this online, on your phone even. We start on BBC Radio 1 and the Fern Cotton Show. And Fern, I know you were excited about this feature, but no need for this, honestly.
Now, today's prize is... This is so good that I'm almost tempted to enter myself.
And we're off.
Come on now! You are filth. I am innocently minded.
So much worse on Celebrity Juice.
Oh, no.
Okay, now over to Bargain Hunt, if you can take more water. And Tim Wannacoat has seen some sights in his time on that show, but he never thought he'd see this on national TV.
Well, we've seen some peculiar things on Bargain Hunt, but never one of these jokers before. I mean, this is quite something, isn't it?
Well, I was gobsmacked when I was...
Yeah, I bet you were.
Well, I did play with the tip.
I'm so sorry.
Don't apologise, Fern.
That went
game.
Right in the zone.
In the crotchal area.
Yeah, I did play with the tip.
Yeah.
That will happen. Do you need more water? You're
right. Oh, I wiped my face on your jumper with all the stains on it.
Yeah.
Gross.
This is so cool. Fern Cotton, Miss Fashion herself, is wearing my grubby jumper.
I know.
Really cool.
What a hero.
Don't wear that outside,
hero.
Fern.
No.
You'll be on What Were You Thinking?
You know what I mean? But you know when
circle
it's a bit
of shame.
A bit like when you get, you know, like get it trying to get Jennifer Aniston in a Watford shirt. This is great. This is Fern Cotton in like a hoodie that I would just pull out a drawer.
She'll be on Hoop of Horror next week.
So
Hoop
cool.
Of Horror.
Wear it out. That would be amazing.
What are these? What are Fern's unidentified stains?
And now a recent favourite from Pointless. More water, please. Mm-hmm. Now, I know we've heard this fact before, but I still find it hard to picture it happening.
Terrific answer, Jim. Very well played, Zaragoza, the home of Real Zaragoza. Never won La Liga. They famously in 1995 beat Arsenal in the final of the Cup Winners' Cup when Naeem lobbed Seaman from the halfway line.
Brilliant.
When Naeem lobbed Seaman from the halfway line.
Okay, so now everyone take more water and we'll go over...
I need some new trousers.
Sorry. We'll go over to Michael Portillo's Great Railway Journeys. Remember Michael? Can normally be found in this position.
Touching their Bradshaws in one hand and their John Ruskin in the other.
Chris! Michael Portillo's on this feature every
so
week.
Confident.
I know. Okay, well, this week, Michael's put his Bradshaws down for once, and he's doing something quite different.
On today's leg, I create headlines in Reading.
So you now beat the back of your flong.
Right.
No, with the hairy side.
Oh, with the hairy side.
What's he doing?
What's that?
I don't know.
So you now beat the back of your flong.
Oh, it sounds painful.
No, it's the noises in the background after he says it.
On today's leg, I create headlines in Reading.
So you now beat the back of your flong.
Like
no, thanks. With the hairy side.
Oh, with the hairy side.
That show is incredible. Every week it's
amazing.
On. Every
what
week.
A legend.
All right, so more water, please, on Innuendo Bingo with Fern Cotton. Now, this is one of Fern's absolute favourites, which is why we put it in. We're going over to magic. And Dr. Fox here making a little bit of a mistake.
Very sparkly.
Not really, was it? Sorry, I can't do much to change what's happening.
It's not a huge amount different from the way you did it before, to be fair. But thank you for trying to ease my cock up. It's 8:45. Good morning, it is Magic Breakfast. Now, a windy start with heavy showers.
And then he does the weather.
It still gets me every time.
But thank you for trying to ease my cock up.
You know what? I met his wife recently, who is so lovely.
You met Dr. Fox's wife,
she's
Mrs.
so
Fox.
Nice. She teaches me yoga sometimes.
What? Hang on, whoa.
Yoga teacher.
Hang on a second. Dr. Fox's wife teaches Fern Cotton yoga.
Yeah.
What? She's
lovely. I know.
That's brilliant.
And she said that Neil actually finds it all rather funny, and there's no offence taken because I did talk about that clip for about a month.
Yeah, you did.
Well, you discovered it. It wasn't just.
I was listening to it on the way to work.
Yeah, it was you that texted me. Yeah.
Oh, it's a great one.
It's a good one.
Fox,
one of the best.
You legend.
Okay, so over to BBC News next. And there have been some terrible conditions lately, as you know, particularly damp in the south. Mm. Especially for this poor woman.
Karen, you're just on the edge of the village. I know when I spoke to you, you had water in your back garden and up your driveway.
That is so brilliantly innocent.
You had water in your back garden.
Awful. Yeah.
Terrible problem to have that.
Okay, now, I want you to listen hard to this next one. More water, please. Oh. We're going over to a lecture on Radio 4 now. Mm. And former French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde here with this startling fact.
In all regions of the world, actually, the fastest and deepest penetration is to be found in Africa and Asia.
I'm enjoying that it's not so much... It's not spray today, but it's just kind of like...
A gentle wee. My leg got massively...
We did, but Fanny warned me to be respectful, and I will.
The fastest and deepest penetration.
Yeah. Okay, so now...
Brilliant.
One of my favourite local radio presenters. I often listen to him on the way to student gigs over on BBC Oxford. It's Paul Miller. Once again, the weather's been terrible for some people.
Ooh. And the gentleman next door had lost all his ridge tiles.
Oh, no.
House across the road had lost most of their ridge tiles as well. He also, his back door was smashed in.
My leg again! Seriously, Chris? Seriously.
Paul Miller there, BBC Oxford.
His back door was smashed in.
Awful.
What a legend. Oh.
And finally...
Paul. Right. One more. Phone.
Finally, on Innuendo Bingo with Fern Cotton, to the Live Lounge.
Oh, no, don't.
It's fine.
Is it me?
How could you ask this question of Ellie Goulding?
That was so beautiful.
Thanks, darling.
Oh, and lovely piano as well. It's gorgeous. What's your penis called?
Chris.
Do you remember that one?
It's the fact that she goes, he's called Chris.
Chris.
What's your penis called?
Chris.
Can I clarify, I meant pianist.
I know.
It's a bit quick to
know. Oh, okay, sorry, you've got wet legs.
Well, they're soaked.
Sorry about
Fern.
That. Fern, fives.
Yes.
Okay, you can...
Oh, that's no need for that, right.
What did you do?
Poured a cup on me. I was a respectful gentleman throughout. She...
Sharon Osbourne.
Right. Did you do a Sharon?
Yeah.
Love that.
Sometimes you just got to be Sharon. Got to do it.
Thank you very much, Fern Cotton, for playing Innuendo Bingo today.
Can I get this horrible hoodie off?
Yeah, I get to take that skanky jumper off now. Next Innuendo Bingo on Tuesday is with some people from Towie. More after this. Chris in Lancashire particularly enjoyed how Fern did a Sharon Osbourne on Chris at the end. She showed you no respect there, and you were a gentleman throughout.
I really tried, and...
just last minute, she just went.
It was quite cool seeing her in my jumper, though.
Yeah, you seem to go on about that quite a lot.
No, I just think it's... I do think it's quite a cool thing, and also, they did have stains. You know, to be fair to Fern, it was a grubby one.
Yeah, I mean, she's not going to walk out of the building in that, but yeah, it's good that you could see her on the webcam, innit? David in Aberdeen, loving that. Also, Elsie in Bournemouth is watching, loving Fern. She's just doing a bit of studying at the moment. Mona in Liverpool says, I schedule my day around Innuendo Bingo to assure that I could watch it online, live, for the first time, as opposed to my usual YouTubing at the end of the day. Mm. So good. Lots of people watching live for the first time today. So Tuesday, we have...
So what's going on there then? You said some Towie people.
Yeah, we've got Diags and Lauren Pope.
Oh, excellent.
Next Tuesday at 1:45.
I feel a wet one.
I think so. I think no mercy for that one. I think straight in the face. So Lauren Pope and Diags next Tuesday, 1:45, three-way innuendo bingo. What could be better for a Tuesday lunchtime?
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm looking forward to speaking to fake Chris after 2:30.
I'm not so sure.
So this is the guy that Susie met on a night out in London, one of our listeners, last Friday. What's pretending to be you? Mm. What's going on? We'll find out after 2:30. So, terrible weather everywhere at the moment still. Just devastating scenes on the TV last night.
Yeah.
And one of our listeners, and actually Ben Mundy off of Newsbeat, was watching the BBC News Channel last night and spotted this. They were talking to various people about how the weather had affected them.
And so tell me about your travel generally today. It's interesting to get an insight into difficulties people may have had. Has it been difficult to get around?
It's been fine. I mean, we heard on Radio 1, actually, I think it was Scott Mills' show, he said that not to go on the M4 because there were issues. So we went from Swansea over to Port Talbot, and the waves crashing onto the bay there were incredible. It was amazing to watch, but still quite scary.
I'm not being funny, but I didn't ever say not go on the M4 yesterday.
You don't talk about travel.
No. Oh, hang on a minute, though. I did try and attempt to report the weather yesterday, yeah, if you remember.
That wasn't a serious weather report that you were doing. Well, let's have any stretch.
Let's have a listen.
BBC Radio 1.
Whoa, it's a bit windy. Went out there earlier and stood on that little platform, you know, that we've got outside.
Yeah.
Nearly got blown off. Awful.
Wind's on.
Really on today. Hello, if the wind's on with where you are. Now, that didn't tell you not to go on the M4, did it?
No, but also, just as an announcement, I mean, if you were doing that seriously, it was awful. Do you know what I mean? He shouldn't then be going on another news item, taking that as sort of fact. Wind's on is not sort of much detail to go on.
I mean, it's not something that the BBC Weather Centre would be proud of.
BBC Radio 1.
Whoa, it's a bit windy. They wouldn't like it. But when did I say this?
We heard on Radio 1, actually, I think it was Scott Mills' show, he said that not to go on the M4 because there were issues.
Don't remember that. And also, I've checked with Greg.
Did you play that M83 song? Is that where he's getting confused? Is there some... Has he got lost?
No, that's really tenuous. Of course not. I checked with Greg. He also didn't mention the M4.
Right.
So... But he shouted out. He said it was Radio 1, it was Scott Mills. I didn't mention it.
Listen, I'm not sure how you would go doing the travel, to be honest.
I don't do the travel.
Do it on Radio 1.
The travel's not been on Radio 1 for a long time. Until now, I'm going to have a go. Here we go. The music.
What's going on?
So, the M2 in Kent is blocked both ways between Junction 5 and 6, Sittingbourne to Faversham because of emergency repairs. M40 Oxfordshire, severe delays northbound between Junction 11 and Junction 12. Two lanes closed and queuing traffic after an incident.
Is this fact?
Yeah. In London, BBC Travel. In London, there are delays on the Metropolitan line from Harrow-on-the-Hill to Uxbridge. On the trains, major disruption on the following networks: Southern, Southeastern, Southwest, London Midland, First Trans-Pennine Express, First Great Western, East Midlands, East Coast and Cross Country. Check National Rail inquiries before you travel because of the weather. But I can confirm this afternoon that everything's moving in and out of the Beaver again after the earlier problems in the Vale of Beaver, and that's in Nottinghamshire. Oh, that felt good.
It's not how it's actually done, is it?
Actually, I think I was quite good. Was I good then?
Yes.
I haven't done it for a while. Did you like that?
I don't know if I did like that. I like the bit about Beaver, though.
Yeah. And that's actually accurate. So now you can say, if the BBC News Channel interview you today, that you did hear about it on this show, and you actually did.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, fake Chris.
Hello.
It's Scott Mills here. How are you doing?
Hi, Scott. Okay. I'm not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm really good. Is your name actually Chris?
My name is actually Chris. Yeah.
Oh, even better. So we spoke to Susie on the show yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
And she met you on a night out on Friday last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an interesting night.
So, yeah, she came up to you and was like, oh, hi.
Yeah. I got a tap on the shoulder. It's like, hi, you're Chris. How do you know my name?
Because your name is Chris. But she thought that you were Chris off of this show.
Yeah. I didn't realise that until later on in the night.
But when it became clear that she was talking about Chris from this show, Did you deny it?
I did deny it, but whether that was clear enough to her or not, I don't know.
So here's what Susie said. When you kissed fake Chris, did you at that point know it wasn't the real Chris?
No.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
So when she was kissing you, she did think it was the one that sat opposite me now?
Apparently so.
Yeah. And you weren't denying it?
Well, I had no reason to. I thought that she already knew that... that I wasn't who she thought I was, apparently.
Hello, Chris. I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris.
So...
I'm Chris.
I've heard. So, has this happened before where you've pretended to be me?
I've never pretended to be you before, and I didn't do it on purpose, but I have been told that I look very much like you before.
God, the world's gone mad.
Who would have thought?
What's going on?
But you do, even I will admit this, you do look quite like me.
Well, my mum looked at the photo and said, oh, yeah, I can see the resemblance.
Right.
I must look a little bit like you, at least.
You do look similar.
Yeah.
So here's what Susie said on the show yesterday.
He texted me quite a few times, and I wasn't very responsive. And then he, like, brought out the Chris Stark stuff again and was like, do you want me to give you a shout-out on my TV show?
Now, what's that about?
I was just playing along, really. I thought that she knew that I wasn't Chris Stark, and I was having a joke with her. But I was having a laugh, and I think it got slightly
out of hand.
Yeah.
But are you finding that pretending to be me is working for you? Because I would have thought it would do the opposite.
It seems to have worked for me quite well, yeah.
In what way?
I'm not complaining anyway. Well, in the fact that A, I'm on Radio 1 now, and B, I met Susie on Friday, and as you know, we kissed a little bit and chatted, and yeah, things going well.
That's a very good point, Chris, actually. Now, technically, you're a Chris from Radio 1, aren't you?
Yeah. Well,
given that you've been on
Radio
once.
Yeah,
you can say that you have been on.
Yeah.
Chris, are you planning on doing this again?
Pretending to be you?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily, unless... when in Rome, I guess.
I don't mind.
He is.
I've got to be honest. I think, but don't lie to me. I think if you're planning on doing it again, do it. But let's make it official. You can be like an official fake.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll be the Chris Stark body double.
If there's something that he can't be bothered to do, then you could just do it in his place.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Like the next time we have to go and get the clothes washed for innuendo bingo down the laundrette, we'll just get you to do it. Or he will.
Well, I don't know about that. I was thinking more along the lines of, like, I don't know, picking up girls or and things like that, but, yeah.
Fake Chris, I don't know what kind of life you think that my Chris actually has, but it's very far removed from the one that you're imagining in your head.
Well, to be honest, it wasn't so far removed last Friday.
Well, I seem to be living my life through fake Chris.
I know. If only your life was this interesting.
Wow.
Seriously, what's going on? There's someone pretending to be you. You!
I know.
What's going on?
Oh, we should stay
You're
in touch.
You're welcome to pretend to be me if you want.
Yeah, fair.
I don't get this. It's making my head fizz. Hey, but listen, she gave you a good breakfast rating.
You know how boys will describe girls as like a... 2-pinter, 6-pinter, or whatever. Mm-hmm. There is a bit of a girl code where you'll discuss what you would make them for breakfast.
Is there? I never knew this.
You never knew this?
Is there?
I wasn't aware of this either.
You don't have to do it. You just see a guy and be like, oh, yeah.
I would make him.
He's egg and bacon.
And what was fake Chris?
Oh, he was pancakes, which is like the highest level.
Yes. Did she make you pancakes?
No, she didn't.
All right.
But... I've been texting her and I have asked for pancakes since, so hopefully.
Hey, listen, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely.
any plans?
Not at the moment, no.
Oh. How have those texts been going, fake Chris?
Yeah, not too bad. We've been chatting about the show and how hilarious it was.
So, is this romance?
It's not your show.
Is this romance?
Do you know what I mean?
Just chatting about my show and how brilliant I am.
Yeah, amazing.
So, is there romance blossoming because of this show?
Well, you never know.
Because she said she'd make you pancakes. High breakfast rating.
Yeah. If I get pancakes out of it, then anything's possible, to be
right.
honest.
Thing is, Fake Chris, you need to be careful with this name, you know. You need to uphold the honour and respect that I would give a lovely
a
lady. So obviously, be careful.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
You know,
don't worry, I'll paint a good picture.
So, Fake Chris, shall we stay in touch with you and just keep up to date on your antics as me?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
You have fun. Go for it. Do what you want.
I will. And I'll keep in contact.
Within reason.
Exactly how it goes.
Just uphold the good name.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't bring his family into disrepute.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, it's good to speak to you.
Good to speak to you too.
Keep us updated.
Keep you updated.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
And if you want to see the picture of Fake Chris to see if he really does look alike, it's on the Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter. So, if you've seen We're the Millers, it's got Jennifer Aniston and Jason Sudeikis in it, and Will Poulter as well. He's the one that can do the rap to Waterfalls by TLC. Mm. And also has to show Jennifer Aniston at one point an enlarged part of his body.
Prosthetics.
Yes. Not a real thing. And he came in recently to the show. He's on the phone now. So, Will, are you looking forward to the BAFTAs at the weekend?
I think so. Yeah, strange kind of concoction of feelings, but nervous, terrified, you know, that's all in the mix. But, you know, also very excited.
So remind us what you're up for again.
I'm up for the EE BAFTA Rising Star Award somehow.
I've seen a lot of people on your Twitter, though, saying that they have voted for you.
That's lovely. Yeah, I've managed to fool a few people that I deserve it, I think.
Yeah, you do.
I've managed to fool a few people, but no, it's nice, man. The support has been unbelievable, and I'm so grateful to everyone voting. It's very, very nice indeed.
Now, when you came in to see us, we obviously talked about We're the Millers, which is the film you're in with Jennifer Aniston, and you did say that we could help write your BAFTA speech if you were to win.
I did say that, yeah.
So Chris has got a few pointers for you, if that's okay. If you could include at least some of this in your speech on Sunday.
Wicked, man.
I think this is the thing, is like, rather than writing your whole acceptance speech, which seems a bit unfair because this is your moment, I think we should just heavily influence it.
Oh, nice, Chris. Yeah, no, that sounds like a good deal.
So if you just take one or two of these things, I think it would be good. Have you got a pen?
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, got a pen, yeah.
Actually going to write this down. Okay.
So I think when you get up there, you've got to somehow, like, introduce yourself, you know. They're going to announce that you've won, you get up there. I think you should say that you were expecting this. Sound confident and proud.
I was expecting this.
Yeah, I like that.
Is there a danger of losing my audience because they all now think that I'm an idiot?
I think confidence is attractive, Will. So just like, I was expecting this, this is no surprise.
I was expecting this. This was no surprise.
He's writing it down.
Okay, interesting.
Then traditionally, people then start thanking people. But I think whenever everyone does that, it gets quite boring and quite long. Whereas I think it's a great opportunity for you to just call out people that you'd like to show how successful you are now.
Interesting. Bullies at school, things like that.
So who would they be?
One particular English teacher told me I wasn't getting any GCSEs. I mean, she was right, I didn't get grade GCSEs, but I got some. I think call out some people from school. That's a nice idea. So don't thank anyone and then just take some shots at people.
Yeah. And how about you do, like, I think to make it a bit different, like, do a magic trick.
Do a magic trick. Okay. Like what, make the award disappear or what? Produce a bunch of flowers out of the sleeve? What were you thinking?
Can you do any magic?
No, that's a bit of an issue. To learn magic by Sunday is a bit... I mean, that's a bit worrying.
Yeah, but we've got one that everyone can do. Everyone's already done it.
Yeah, I can tell you what... The one I always do is just, you know, the old magic nose thing. The one where you steal someone's nose.
Oh, steal someone's nose. I could steal Stephen Fry's nose.
It's a classic.
That's brilliant. Actually, that for sure is going in. That, of all your suggestions.
Yes.
Guys, that one's in.
Is he presenting the award?
He's the host for the evening.
but I'm not sure who's actually handing over the awards.
If you steal Stephen Fry's nose, that would be the best thing ever.
Okay, Stephen Fry's nose. Yeah, I've got a note of that as well.
Okay, but if you can't do any of those, I think, at the very least, if you can just sneak in a couple of words or a couple of phrases every now and then, we can help you with those. But
so we'll know that we were influencing that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what, like code words?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah, so that we know that, and we can then play them on Monday and go, yes, he put the words in.
And are these like quite ambiguous kind of words? I mean, can they be words like thank you, or is that going to be, you won't be able
no.
to spot them?
I think it needs to be ones that we'll know that we put in. So, Chris?
Bumbaleo.
Bumbaleo. I was actually thinking about putting that in anyway, so that's good.
That would be amazing, because we celebrate Bumbaleo Wednesday on the show. It's like a thing on our show.
Okay, Bumbaleo, good.
It goes like this. Bumbaleo, Bumbaleo. Do you know that?
Oh, that takes me straight to Nando's. That takes me straight to Nando's.
If not that,
Jigglypuff.
Oh, my favourite Pokemon, yeah.
And also a Busta Rhymes lyric.
Jigglypuff.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
And then we'll know that you've taken our kind of our advice.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, just say that your whole career is thanks to this show.
Well, that guy's come on now.
Which is partly true. I mean, it's not to do with any films
you know
or anything.
That's in already. You know that's in already.
Listen, Will, the best of luck for the BAFTAs. I really hope you get it.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks a lot, and thanks for all the advice. And, no, thank you all so much for your support, genuinely. Very, very cool.
Okay, and we'll listen out for the words and the advice in the speech. Thanks, Will.
Jigglypuff. Take care.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Such a polite young man, isn't he? So that's Will Porter. And if he wins on Sunday night, watch him actually steal Stephen Fry's nose.
Do you reckon he'll do it?
Well, he said out of all of them, that's the one he's going to do. So BAFTAs are on Sunday night on BBC One at 9 p.m. Good luck, Will. Just want him to win for the speech, really.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Need your stories for something that we're doing on Radio 1 on the 24th of February. We're making a documentary. And often on Radio 1, you'll hear the DJs giving their opinions and their stories. But for this, your stories are what we need. They're really important. We can't do this documentary without you. It's going to be on Monday, the 24th of February. And we're looking for a standout story in your life that you will always remember. So if you give us a text on 81199 or tweet at BBCR1 and use the hashtag #landmarkmoment so that we can see it. It's just something that you remember that was really important to you, something you will never, ever forget. Like maybe your first holiday without your parents, or maybe your first day at college, or remembering how you felt when someone left. Do you remember like when one of your friends used to leave school? It was devastating. I remember one of my classmates emigrated to Australia.
Yeah.
And when you're that age, I was really gutted that they were going. Or it could be... I don't know when
that
you
could
got.
Be anything,
it could be anything.
It?
When you got your exam results.
Oh my God! I remember when I got my GCSE results. I think it was, and I remember they published them on a big board outside our sports hall, and there was loads of people crowded around. I remember trying to read my results, and I read someone else's results by mistake,
which
thought
were bad.
I'd really done bad, and then suddenly clocked that mine were like the row below it, and I remember just that feeling, just feeling so like cool. Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
It was such a high.
And when you read out the wrong ones, were they really bad results?
They weren't like really bad, but it was, they would have been quite disappointing for what I wanted.
And how much better were your actual results?
Better enough that I could then get into my sick form. You
right,
know,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like I was just, but it's just that feeling. I remember just feeling so happy, and that was a proper landmark moment
yeah.
for me.
It's something that you will never forget. Or it could be like your first kiss, because I'll never forget that with Tracy the hairdresser in my friend Simon's Vauxhall.
Yes. That was a landmark moment.
Well, you know what it's like you know when you've not kissed before and you don't really know what to do. Like too much saliva and tongue.
Right.
Like, calm down, Tracy. I didn't know what I was doing. I thought she was going to suffocate me with
right.
her tongue.
Actually, thinking about it, my first year, I think it was year six, my first dance with a girl.
Yes.
And I was wearing an England shirt.
Oh, lush.
I remember I put my hands on her shoulders and she put her hands on mine. Yeah. I always remember that moment. Yeah.
So we're looking for something funny, something serious. All it has to be is your experience, one moment that stands out above all the others. It can be serious as well. It can be like a problem that you overcame,
or, I don't know, maybe your sister or brother being born that's younger than you, anything at all, text 81199 or tweet at BBCR1, use the hashtag #landmarkmoment, and your story could be part of this documentary. We'll ring you back and record it, and it's going to be on Radio 1 on the 24th of February. So hashtag #landmarkmoment at BBCR1 on Twitter.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Greg James.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hello, Christopher.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You all right?
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Got Rudimental on today.
Yeah, the lads.
Lads. They are lads.
When you say the lads, it's Piers. It's
on. I know.
After five.
Oh, Piers.
No, he's not, though. He's not. He doesn't talk like that.
No.
He's not. Oh, Pils. Oh.
Pils.
Piers and Amir.
I always
really
think
nice,
when they're on, they should have there should be loads of energy. Do you know what I mean? Trumpets going off, all sorts. Like,
give me some give me some trumpets.
Do you know what I mean? It's Rudimental.
Let's go mental for Rudimental.
Hello, I'm Piers.
Hello, Piers here.
Piers here from Rudimental.
I was talking to Ella Eyre, Clang, and not really, and she was saying that on tour they just expose their bums all the time.
Why?
Yeah.
Don't know, just because they're crazy pop stars.
Lads, innit?
Yeah.
Hey.
So,
we're on the bus, get our bum out.
Rudimental! After 5 today?
Yes, 5 o'clock. You were worried today that you did too much trumpeting over Jason Derulo.
Well, and thank you for reassuring me.
Well,
because
for the record, it's never enough.
At one point, the song was stopped for a brief brass interlude.
That was the best bit.
Yeah.
That was...
it wasn't... At one point, it went stop, and then a second later, the trumpets then went on.
I worry if it's just me, because it was just me literally snorting in the office.
Yeah, you're like my favourite thing in the whole world, and I think... And I put, I think, a bit OTT at the end, and you put, never OTT. So thanks for
never
that.
Enough.
I know.
I mean, just sat at my desk going...
There are a few complaints, but hey... Okay, real or no real?
Hate is gonna hate.
That's it, isn't it? Real or no real is Access All Areas, all about the Radio 1 family again.
The morning after Kate Moss's birthday party last year, Nick Grimshaw told his producers he was too tired to do his show. When they tried to pick him up to take him to the studio, he used a well-known act of childhood rebellion and went all floppy at his desk.
Oh, like when you're out shopping with your parents, yeah. You're a kid.
I don't want to go. Just go dead weight.
Just go floppy, yeah.
I don't want to go to M&S.
Yeah. Dead weight. It's works.
It does work. But to do that to avoid doing the Ready One Breakfast show seems a little extreme.
Yeah, maybe he was just really tired, though.
Maybe he was tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Well, yeah, naturally, it's very early in the morning.
It's exhausting, all that partying with Kate Moss.
It's like when you see pop stars being carried by security guards.
Oh,
I'm naming no names.
Name the name. The one at the big weekend. That time.
Rihanna.
Well, there's Rihanna. Wasn't it? Didn't Scherzinger get lifted across the field or something? No?
It's one thing if they're trying to avoid the shoes getting... Do you know what I mean? But it's when they can't be bothered to walk that gets me. There was recently Justin Bieber, of course.
A lot of them
do. Who was carried along the Great Wall of China, I believe, because he had enough.
Just can't be asked.
Well, so he wanted to do something cultural.
Yeah, he just got his guards to carry him because he couldn't be bothered to actually walk
that.
It. There becomes a time when you get that famous and that rich that you just go to somebody, oh, actually, can you carry me? And I have seen this fairly recently with a pop star that I'm not naming.
So when you've seen this happen, does the security guy offer to carry? Is he like, come here? Like, and then picks him up in his arms and carries him there?
Yeah, or fireman's lift.
Or does the pop star request...
On this occasion, they requested.
Carry me! Just be bold here.
Yeah, request. I'm not going to say
it is. Male pop star.
Pardon?
Male pop star.
I didn't say that, did I? Anyway, did Grimmy go all floppy because he couldn't do the breakfast show because of Kate Moss? It's all her fault.
And then, sorry, was the real or no real that someone carried him in?
Yeah.
It feels like this would happen.
I'd love to know who that would be. Oh. Judging by the people on his show.
Fiona carried him in.
Fiona carried him in.
I was
going to
say, yeah, Fiona is the sort strongest. Of strongest of all.
Strong as an ox. Real or no real?
A lovely, beautiful ox, though.
Yes, lovely looking ox.
A very handsome ox.
Yes, indeed.
A sturdy ox. Yes, that
the
is
the prettiest
real.
Of all the oxes.
They're not listening, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they are listening.
Hello. Okay, what? Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, absolutely made up. But breaking news, Ian Challoner does it all the time.
Well, goes floppy.
Goes floppy.
That's a separate thing, though.
And next.
Alice Levine's mum has kept a letter Alice wrote to Santa, aged 8, that asked for a cream polo neck.
Oh, wow.
Mummy, do you think Santa could give me a cream polo neck?
Oh, mama. No, it'd be mama, won't it?
It'd be mumsy.
Mumsy, yes.
Mumsy.
I love her.
Or mother.
Mother.
Can you get me a cream polo?
I bet Alice Levine's never had an electric kettle. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, mother.
What, just one for the Argo?
No, it'll be one for the Argo that goes, ooh.
Yeah, it would. It would,
wouldn't it? Whistling kettles.
On the gas.
You need to hoo that.
Whistling
right
kettles.
Now. Whistling kettles.
You know that she's got one still to this day. Levine, own up. She's never had a bubbler, always a...
Well, it's actually... To be fair to campers... No,
that's not the same. She's got one at home. But did Alice Levine, as an 8-year-old, request a polo neck from Santa?
It feels like this would be odd to make up. I'm going to say this is real.
Polo neck,
yeah,
please.
I can believe this is real. And that she's still got the letter for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say real.
That one's real.
Yes, it had to be.
Yeah. And what about this?
Radio 1 power couple Annie Mack and toddler T were surprised to find a single bed and a cot in their hotel room at last year's big weekend after their booking was misheard over the phone as one room for Annie and the toddler.
Oh, no. Imagine when you walk in.
So, is this common knowledge that...
I've not heard this.
So Annie Mac and toddler T, they're like together and that. But imagine their surprise when they walk into their double room at the big weekend and there's a cot in there for the toddler.
Do you think toddler slept in it?
I don't know.
Does she have to explain it? Does she have to call down to reception and then go...
We don't need the cot.
I have a situation here. This is... the toddler, you know.
Yeah. But they now do have a toddler,
which confuses things.
Yeah. So this year there will be in Glasgow there will be two cots
and two toddlers.
Annie Mac and two toddlers. Oh, you're two toddlers.
Nick Grimshaw's been on.
Oh yeah.
He wants to chip in. He's saying real.
For what the
floppy thing?
For the Annie and toddler.
Oh, right.
And Fiona has texted as well. Tweeted. Actually, saying that she's listening. Hashtag ox.
Yes.
But we did say a lovely ox.
If anyone out of that lot could carry Grimmy, it'd be Fiona. So Annie and the toddler at big weekend, real or no real? Grimmy's saying real. Greg?
That is... I'm going to say real.
Chris?
Real.
That one is real.
Still one of my favourite stories.
So whatever the hotel is in Glasgow this year for the big weekend, please. Annie Mac's room, but cots.
Yes.
Two cots, Mac.
Side by side. Next.
Radio 1's controller keeps an eye on his presenters on Twitter using an account with a fake name.
What?
Do you know what? I can imagine this happens.
Mm-hmm. What? But so does he tweet us with the fake name?
No, I don't think he does. I don't think he interacts.
Just watches.
At all times.
Now, I can say before that, if the boss is listening now, I never realised that he would look at my Twitter because you just don't really think about that. But then he came up to me once and was like, see that you were in Blackpool at the weekend with the students? And that made me think, okay, good. So you are actually looking at my Twitter but never replying, just observing.
Mm. Oh, dear.
I mean, a lot of bosses will do this, you know.
Stealth.
Do you know what? He'll have... I wonder what his picture is. Do you reckon it's just the egg one?
Yeah, it'll just be
it'll
an egg.
It'll be the egg. Egg Cooper.
It'll be the egg.
Hang on. But
it'll be an egg.
So he's Ben Cooper. Maybe his alias would...
No, he'll have a stage name. It'll be like a stunt name.
Ken Booper.
Yeah.
Be something like that. And then a picture of something to throw you off the scent.
Do you think he's got a whistling kettle?
I do. The boss of Radio 1?
I do.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
I
mean, but he's watching you all times.
I mean, if he's not reading Twitter, he's definitely listening to this right now. So
yeah, he is.
That, maybe we should.
So,
if you are listening though, tweet us now and do your.
No, he won't.
Yeah.
He won't. He just watches. So, real or no real?
He just watches and whistles with his kettle.
What are you saying, Greg?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
It has. It's been officially denied, but who knows? Who's to say?
Well, that's exactly what he would say.
Well, that's up to him, isn't it, what he wants to do? Because he's a boss.
I'm suspicious of all egg-looking pictures now.
Now,
beware of the egg.
The ones you've got to be really... I'm really suspicious of are the ones which are the egg, which, like, no one's the egg anymore, right? But the ones are the egg that have got, like, two followers. Those are the ones you've got to be really suspicious of.
So what we're looking for is an egg that follows a lot of Radio 1 people.
An egg that follows Nick Grimshaw, Greg James, Frank Gotton, and that's it, with two followers, but follows loads of DJs.
Ooh, what a busy egg you are.
At the end of that, real or no real?
I got 40, Greg got 20.
Well, that was fun.
That is your Christmas and birthday present sorted for next year.
I really want one.
Whistling kettle.
I've always wanted one. I'm really jealous.
I'm going to ask Alice where she got hers.
Right, tomorrow we're going to catch up with Davina on her Sport Relief Challenge, and we're going to play the Homes Under the Hammer game because it's Friday. Right, next, Rudimental. Well, Piers, on with Greg from 5 o'clock. Rihanna off of Films, 10-minute takeover. It's all with Greg from 4 next. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow, it's Friday, so between 1 and 4, we'll be speaking to Davina, who's on the home run of her challenge for Sport Relief, and it's back. Play along at home fun. It's the Homes Under the Hammer game.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.